sleepyhead.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
Wait, what?
Everybody, listen up.
Welcome to The Drive.
Morning, morning, morning.
You're going to talk.
Get on the phone at 339-1140.
Awesome, huh?
Jump in on our text line at 44-1140.
Everyone is talking about it. You must know that.
The Drive starts now.
Scott Baer, NBC Sports California, is going to join us on the Fire Wings hotline here in a couple minutes. 21 different flavors to choose from. Firewings.com. Just wing it. From the 916, regarding the Kings, where is pessimistic Dave? You're going to get crushed from disappointment. Now, hold on. The only thing I said is that if they're around 500 December 1st, barring injury, they've got a shot at 500 for the rest of the year. I'm not talking playoffs. I'm not talking any of that. I don't think that that's being overly optimistic. I don't think that's overly optimistic at all. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Happy holiday.
You too, buddy.
I'm getting sick. The Kings. Mm-hmm. I think it's the deepest team. I like their rotation. They go deep. Giles, I'm glad he's improving. He's doing much better. And DeAndre Fox, I think the Sixers, and especially the Lakers, are going to be kicking themselves for a long time.
Do you like DeAndre Fox? Lakers,
oh, yeah, he's good. I think they might have been the best, well, other than Tatum.
And who was the other player you said, the kid that you liked?
Giles.
Giles, yep.
Honestly, I want to see him more of the time. He's kind of like the same player as Bagley. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really on hip on Bagley, but that's a good fun quote we got there.
It's Bagley, Mitch, by the way. Bagley.
Bagley?
Yeah.
I always muff up. There's always something I muff up.
That's all right.
Hey, close to the territory.
We know what you mean, buddy.
Is DeAndre Fox the
best? Thanksgiving.
All right.
Is DeAndre Fox the best DeAndre in the NBA?
Ooh.
I think so. No. Can I give it to
Jordan?
Jordan.
Yeah.
With Dallas.
Okay. Maybe the second best. Yeah.
Top three.
Is he the best? Is he the best DeAndre in sports? Because you also have DeAndre Francois,
DeAndre Hopkins, DeAndre Ayton,
DeAndre. Is there a DeAndre Miller?
I don't think so.
Hold on. So you're Mount Rushmore of DeAndres. You've got Jordan. Who's the one you just said? DeAndre Ayton, Fox,
DeAndre Fox, obviously,
and Francois
Hopkins.
Hopkins
over Francois.
Oh, no. I forgot about Hopkins. You are. I just couldn't think of another one. You're 1,000,000,000% right on
DeAndre,
that.
DeAndre. I feel like we're missing a big one.
We are missing a DeAndre.
Like a big one. Like someone's going to be like, hey, then we're going to get 50 texts.
So Jordan, Ayton, Hopkins,
and Fox. Mitch also suggested that the 49ers get rid of Nick Mullins for a second or third round pick yesterday.
Wait, what? Say that again?
He also suggested yesterday that the 49ers should get rid of Nick Mullins for a second or third round pick. I couldn't agree more.
Like what they paid for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
From the 916, I don't know if I understand this text. Dave, how did you and Grant miss 15 potential? Weren't you predicting the coaches firing this month?
15 potential
wins?
The Kings potential and its voice text?
Listen, I'll keep saying it. I thought they were going to go between 3-17 and 6-14. They're obviously not going to do that.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I was wrong, and it's breaking me up.
Darn.
And boy,
he comes in tears every day.
And I was like the only guy, too, that thought they'd start off crappy.
During the every time the Kings are winning, I get a text from Dave that's like, dang it. I'm even more wrong.
And I need them to lose more so I can be right on my radio show.
DeAndre the Giant.
DeAndre Iguodala.
That's a good bit.
Dr. DeAndre. Oh, my God. Hall of Famer.
Wait, you said DeAndre Miller, of course, former Nugget, King.
That's what I said.
You played for the Kings, right?
Yes, from Sacramento, DeAndre Miller. Oh, DeAndre Fox. From the 209, Barry Giles is my favorite King. I love you, Mitch. Love you, DeAndre Agassi. We'll get Scott Baer on here right now. You guys are stupid, and so are we. By the way, I can't wait to get to this Bill Belichick question, though. From the 863, wherever that is, 7 teams would replace their coach and add Belichick. Jets, Ravens, Bills, Broncos, Bucks, Cowboys, and the Dolphins. Wrong. Now, the thought process here is, we'll say this, he gets a four-year contract, so it's not like you're worried about 1 year of Belichick. We'll get to the what we think is the answer at 835, but it's a lot more than – you can start by tripling that number. You can start by tripling that number, and then we'll talk about the difference.
I think this is a good question for Scott Bear.
Do
because
you?
I would be fascinated to see what the Raiders do in this situation.
Well, can we let's go ahead and book Scott Bear then. We'll ask him.
Yeah,
about that.
Let's get him on. I can get him on right now.
Oh, how about right now?
Hey,
joining us from NBC Sports California.
Hey.
The one, the only Scott Bear. Hello, Scott. Uh-oh. Do we have Scott in a bad area?
We got him, Scott.
I heard him go, hey, and then Scott?
Can you put him on hold?
I'm gonna.
Yeah, don't drop him. Just put him on hold.
Put him on hold. Famous Buffalo Bill DeAndre Reed. Stop, guy. Okay, you can stop with DeAndre Dawson, DeAndrea Bargnani. Just relax. DeAndre 5000. Stop. Yeah, I think you can start at 21 teams would fire their coach today if they had an opportunity to get Bill Belichick. That's where you would start the conversation. The point at 835 when we talk about this is going to be, let's come up with the teams that wouldn't fire their coach. And I think you can probably count them on one, maybe two hands. Maybe two hands. While we're waiting for Scott Bear. Kyle's efforting right now is in a bad area. Here's our guy, Mike Frances. We played him earlier talking about Stan Lee and his lack of knowledge of Stan Lee. This is, though, we said he's a sports expert. Here's Mike Francesa, New York's own, talking about the Rams-Chiefs game and how it's not moving.
That field seemed like a mess last night. I've seen some messy fields recently, and it sounds like the Mexico City field is a mess to the point where the NFL has warned them that field better be in good shape or we'll move the game to L.A. You know, so they're not going to move it, though. Because I guarantee you the NFL ran packages, travel packages, that had people paying big money to be down in Mexico the whole week for that game. And they won't be making any refunds. You can count on that. John.
Oops. Like literally an hour later, the game got moved.
DeAndre Mond Green?
No. All right, Scott.
DeAndre Sanders.
Here's what I want to do with Scott Bear. Let's do this because he's obviously in a bad area, and I don't want us to sit here for 10 minutes waiting on Scott Bear.
Sure.
So let's see if Scott can't move to 835. If not, we'll get him later. Let's just see if we can't move Scott Bear to 835, and let's go with your question and clean up some stuff. We'll do this on the fly. From the 916, DeAndre McMillan, who lived down the street from me and still owes me $1.77. How did we forget about DeAndre McMillan, who lives down the street from that guy?
No idea.
So Kyle's question was, I believe.
Here's what I'm envisioning.
Why don't you, yeah.
Bill Belichick gets fired today.
Uh-huh.
He's available. What teams fire their head coach on the spot for the chance to get him? You're not guaranteed to get him. But what teams fire their coach and go, we have a chance to get Bill Belichick. We're firing our coach and going and getting him.
I think you can start with 21 teams. You can start there. You can start there.
Yeah, it's... The more effective way to do this and what people have been doing in my mentions is naming the teams that wouldn't. So I think the
okay,
Saints...
So we'll start with the Saints?
The Saints don't.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... Because, look, the Saints, Chiefs, and Rams all don't. Because they're all one-loss teams. They're not going to fire their head coach. Does that?
Yeah.
Can we rock with that?
Let's. I'm actually going to write this down. Saints. Saints. Okay, we can also easily, I think, go Rams aren't getting rid of
him. No, McVay is no.
That's not happening. No.
The Chiefs aren't firing Andy Reid.
Are they?
I mean,
they're 9-1. I'm just devil's advocating.
Devil doesn't need any more advocates.
So season ends. Chiefs make the AFC championship or worse. They don't win the Super Bowl.
Season doesn't end. This is today.
Oh, today.
Yes.
Oh. Today.
Right. So the NFL says Bill Belichick's available, but you have to fire your coach now to have a shot to get him.
Okay, then I completely agree with you.
Yeah, no, I think the Bengals are technically a playoff team right now. I think the Bengals are the only playoff team that would fire their coach.
Who, the Bengals?
Yeah.
Don't be so sure. That's Marvin Lewis.
Right. That was the running joke.
He's unfireable. Rams, Chiefs, Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin.
I think the Steelers would. Because I think the Steelers think they have enough talent that Belichick would be able to scheme them into a Super Bowl.
Oh, I can tell you right now, Texter brings up a great point. Don't look at the text line. Texter brings up a great point, and they're right. There's one team you can guarantee wouldn't do it, and that's the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask Scott Bear. So the Raiders for sure don't. They look at this tire fire and go, hey, we have a chance to go get Bill Belichick as we head to Vegas.
Dude, Belichick's not going to be cheap, number one. And number two, they've got 9.5 more years with Gruden. And it's Mark Davis, who's stubborn. And Belichick's not a Raider. He's not a Raider.
Yeah, neither Bay Area team does it, right?
Right. Okay. So I actually think that's a more interesting conversation.
Sure.
I absolutely don't think the Raiders
do. Okay.
But would the 49ers fire Kyle Shanahan?
Right now.
Right now.
For the opportunity to get Bill Belichick.
Now, when you say the opportunity, let's be clear. That's a guarantee. You're getting him. It's
No.
Just the opportunity?
Yes.
Like, you can enter the lottery for him?
Yes.
Oh,
but
well,
you
then
have
no.
to fire your coach.
Can we switch it to they'd be guaranteed? Because I think if we say, first off, the caveat was midseason now. Secondly, it's an opportunity. Then now my number goes way, way, way down. Because I think a lot of teams are going to be like, he's not coming here. I think you have to say they are guaranteed to get him.
Okay.
I think the Niners do. I do. I think they do. I think they've got. I think the opportunity to have Belichick and Garoppolo working together next year in that connection, and I think the fact that it is Bill Belichick. I mean, Kyle, let me ask you this. I'll switch it to let me take the same point, but switch it to the NBA. How many teams fire their head coach today if they have the opportunity to get Greg Popovich on a 4-year deal? But I think that's the main comparison to Belichick.
I don't think the Warriors do.
I agree with you.
Because that would be really hard to justify, and they're all about optics. I don't think the Celtics do.
I agree with you there.
I think every other team does, though.
I think every other team does, too. I do. I think every other team. I mean, Miami and Spoelstra. Yeah.
Yeah, Spoelstra's fine, but dude, Greg Popovich.
Yeah, dude, the Trailblazers are, the Nuggets. Sorry, Coach Malone.
Do the Raiders fire Jason Garrett? Or not the Raiders, but the Cowboys.
No.
Do the Cowboys
the answer
fire?
Is no, they do
the
not.
The Raiders don't fire Jason Garrett. Darn it, I thought I was on.
Well, and a couple of text liners have picked up on this too at 44-11-40, brought to you by Jiffy Lube. That's like kind of like the Raider thing. Yes, I think they would. Yes, I think they would. And the only reason.
Even though Belichick's going to want personnel control?
If it got out that Jerry Jones turned down a chance to sign Bill Belichick because Belichick wanted to take personnel control from him and he held on to Jason Garrett, I don't know if Cowboys Stadium would still be standing the next day.
I think it would, because you have people that just blindly follow that franchise everywhere they go.
You do.
Yeah.
But he would never hear the end of it.
He's never going to hear the end of it anyways. Jason Garrett's been to one playoff
game.
They
signed somebody in the offseason. They fire him this year. They're back in the playoffs in a couple of years. He'll be fine. I'm saying this is
one playoff.
This would be the type of thing that would follow Jerry Jones around, like people who say Jimmy Johnson's the reason why they won Super Bowls. It will never go away. It would never go away. From the 916, Toronto wouldn't sign Greg Popovich as Kawhi wouldn't play. I like the thinking there.
Pop had Hall of Famers for the last 20 years. He's not that good.
That's like Belichick had Brady. He's not that good. He has Josh McDaniels.
They've only been to 8 Super Bowls.
I love
They've won 5, but they might have only won 2.
I get being a biased fan and all that. I really do, and I'm the same way with stuff. But even I've got to go, Kobe Bryant was pretty damn good. Like, he was really good. And, you know, those Shaq and Kobe teams, I'm picking that because that's my most hated team of all time. Even I have to go, okay, Phil Jackson's a good coach. I get it. Yes. Yes. From the 925, Eric Spoelstra is nothing without the LeBron era. I disagree with that. I think Eric Spoelstra, because
you
of the LeBron
they finished,
era,
was it last year?
It was the year before where they made that giant run and just made the playoffs. Yeah.
And Eric Spoelstra, among players and coaches, is widely regarded as one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Would you quit your job at NinersWire.com and agree to not watch another Niner game until next season, and including the draft? You can't watch the draft. You're not allowed to watch the NFL draft.
Am I being... Okay, go ahead.
A single Niner game. And you have to quit your job at NinersWire.com.
Okay.
But in exchange,
and
you get public credit for this, you get to drive to Oakland and pick up Mark Davis with a bunch of TV cameras around you, and you get to pick a new hairstyle for him that he would have to wear for at least a year. But it's on TV. You're getting Kyle Madsen fixed his hair.
Okay, so hang on. So I don't get to watch the Niners' final 6 games with Nick Mullins under center.
That is correct.
And I don't get to watch the draft.
That is correct.
Do I get to pay attention to the draft, like the lead up? Can I read about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can be prepped for the draft, I just can't watch any of the 3 days of the draft. Yeah, I follow along on my phone?
You mean like on Gamecast or something?
Like on Twitter.
I guess. But you can't write for Niners Wire because obviously you're not watching the games. You got to quit that. You got to take that financial hit.
Okay, then no. Absolutely not.
But hold on. Could you parlay being the guy that fixed Mark Davis's hair?
No, because Mark Davis... no. No? No. I'm going to be nice and just say no.
Utah would fire Quinn Snyder for Greg Popovich.
Yeah, I think so.
Quinn Snyder's a great coach.
Quinn Snyder's really great. In fact, San Antonio might hire him after that happens. But no, because I know my life. And I know that I could not afford to not work for Niners Wire.
The only reason I'm going to fight back on that, and this really the dumbest question of all time, is because I think you would be able to make money off of taking Mark Davis. I think you would be able to have a film crew follow you. Like, you have carte blanche with him. Talk to him, interviews, filming the haircut, and then the first photos of it. I think you'd be able – I personally think if you played your cards, right? You'd be able to make more money off of that than you will off of Niners Wire for the rest of the year.
No, because the photos would just get leaked on the internet and then Bleacher Report would put them out.
Not if you have a barber come to your house. You see what I'm saying? You got to think big, man. You have his haircut house.
So I'm going to go, this is really dumb. Hey, NFL Network, I have photos of Mark Davis's new haircut. I want $50,000 for them. And they're going to go, we'll just wait until the next time he's at the stadium.
Oh, Kyle, let me tell you something. As a producer of multiple documentaries, let me you call the NFL Network up.
No proof that you did those documentaries, by the way.
That's very true. You call up NFL Network, ESPN, Barstool Sports, Deadspin. You say, hey, I need $50,000, and here's what's going to happen. You're going to have exclusive access for 24 hours of me going and getting Mark Davis from his office, driving him back to my house, getting the haircut, interviewing Mark about the haircut. We get to choose whatever hairstyle we want. We can dye it, we can bleach it, whatever.
I can only ask him about the haircut?
Yeah, you can't ask him about, like, are the Raiders doing it? No. This is all about the hair of Mark Davis. You could give him a mohawk. You could dye it green. You could make him go bald, whatever. You could give him a wig. You could give him extensions. And they're going to be able to bring a camera crew in, film the whole thing, and then they're going to be able to release it and have the exclusive, the whole process. You're telling me you can't get 50 grand for that? I'll get 100 grand for it, and I'll keep 50 of it. Call Mark right now. We'll make some money. Now, of course you are. That's great content.
If those are the... I don't know, man.
You could shave the drive in the back of his head.
And all I have to do is not watch the 49ers?
And quit your job at Niners Wire, and you can't watch the 49ers for the rest of the year, and you can't watch the Niners draft.
I can watch all the other football, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm in. If you're telling me I can make 50 grand, 100 grand, I would start at a million. 10 million is where I would start. 50 million is where I would... 100 million. I would start with 100 million because it's a negotiating tactic. You got to start high.
From the 916, what have you two seen that makes you think Davis is a barber? That's from Scott.
Well, he doesn't.
He has a Flobee. You remember Flobees? Oh, look, why? Go on YouTube and look up Flobee. It was where you could...
Should I not do that on the work computer?
No. It was at home. It was like a vacuum that had hair cutters in it, blades, and you the commercial was you cut your own hair. You just run this vacuum over your hair, and you can change the levels and all that, and it cuts your hair and then gets vacuumed in to the little Flobee thing.
Hey, we're giving away Fleetwood Mac tickets this hour, later on this hour. Win a pair of tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the Golden One Center on November 23rd. Get more info at khtk.com. All KHTK giveaways are powered by RoseviLleAutoMall.com. We'll give those away later on.
You can go your own way with that. Kyle is not telling little lies. Sweet little lies.
Yeah.
Sell it as ad space. 100 grand from GoDaddy.com easily. You see, you millennials, your avocados and your student loan debts and your lack of business vision. What does Scott Bear say?
We're good.
We're good for 835. Yeah. He's coming up next right here on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Here we go. The drive continues now.
Scott Barrett will join us here, we hope, in a couple minutes. Top Raiders. We'll ask him our Bill Belichick question. Flobee Nation is checking in hard on the text line. A lot of people incredulous that Kyle does not remember or know. And let me defend Kyle here. Kyle is, that is not Kyle's generation. Let's be honest. This was a semi-obscure, made-for-TV deal that would have been a lot bigger probably had Twitter existed back then. It's not Kyle's fault he doesn't know what a Flobee is, but Flobee Nation checking in. People that got Flobee haircuts. My grandma had a Flobee. Me and all my cousins had Flobee haircuts. Looked like bowls until middle school from Brian and Sack. That was the thing about the Flobee. You could only cut one way. You couldn't get like those haircuts everyone's into now where like half your head shaved and then it's parted to the side. I don't know what the hell that haircut's called, but 90% of every guy between the ages of 18 and 34 had this haircut. Flobee could not do that. Is Scott ready, by the way? Oh, Scott Bear.
Doing a lot of reading about Flobees right now.
Are you? You're researching Flobees to get Scott Bear on?
Hey, from 1988 to 2000, how many of these things sold?
Oh, God, dude, like a lot. I'll bet it's a lot. I'll bet you it's more than you thought when you first looked at it.
Oh, way more.
500,000?
2 million.
2 million Flobees. That's a lot of Flobee. You know what's great about that is somewhere somebody is living in a massive house with like fountains and manicured lawns. One of those houses that's so big. You know it's a big house when it's got more bathrooms than bedrooms. Like 7 bedrooms, 12 baths. And it's from their Floby fortune. What does Bill do? Gosh, that's a phenomenal house. Oh, Bill's the heir to Floby. His cousin Jim is the ShamWow king. Rest in peace, Billy Mays.
Billy Mays is not the ShamWow guy.
He wasn't? Hold on a second. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was, and it was that blonde guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't the blonde guy, and he had some
issues? Yeah, legal issues. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Joining us right now from NBC Sports California, and he's about to get two questions he's not prepared for because it's impossible. It's impossible to prepare for these two questions. Scott Barrett joins us. Hello, Scott.
I'm super nervous now.
No. I mean, these aren't hard questions. Well, one of them is. But number one, if I were to say to you, tell me what a Floby was, does that ring a bell? Do you remember the Floby?
I want to bring up Wayne's World, and doesn't it suck while it cuts?
He knows exactly what it is. All right. Kyle had not heard of a Floby, so and then Floby Nation came in on the text line and was very up in arms. Second dumb question for you, Scott. We'll just get the dumb questions out of the way. John Gruden has about 9.5 years left on his contract. Kyle presented a thing here where if you were guaranteed to get Bill Belichick next week on a 4-year deal, if Belichick just up and quit the Patriots and was available, how many teams in the NFL would fire their head coaches right now and hire Bill Belichick on a 4-year contract? And of course we went, well, Andy Reid's not going anywhere, Sean McVay's not going anywhere, blah, 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 Sean Payton. Would Mark Davis even entertain the idea of getting rid of Gruden for Belichick? Because Kyle and I both said no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he told ESPN that John Gruden was his end game.
Yeah,
that's quite a term. And I think, for as crazy as it sounds, I think that that's actually the case. And despite the fact that we're in the middle of a teardown, we're not in the middle of a reconstruction yet, I do think that he believes John Gruden is the answer to all of the Raiders' problems if only given a certain amount of time. And I think that includes over Bill Belichick, and I think Bill Belichick is ultimately the model of what John Gruden is going for. If he can somehow find a quarterback and then, you know, kind of plug and play around him. The one thing that everybody who says, let's follow the Patriots model, forgets is that Tom Terrific takes a discount every year. He's not charging Aaron Rodgers money or Matt Stafford money or, dare I say, Derek Carr money to play football these days. And that's what makes the Patriots unique. The coach is important, but the fact that the quarterback comes in at less than market rate definitely helps them out.
Scott, we haven't talked to you. It's old news now. We haven't talked to you since last week, but what was your read on the Derek Carr throwaway at the end of the game? The question is, I'm sure you've been inundated with, did he not know it was fourth down? Why did he throw the ball away? Why didn't he just heave it up in that situation? What did you read out of that?
Yeah, it looks like a concession. And I could sit here and I would say, generally speaking, nobody defends Derek Carr more than me. Nobody supports him with more ferocity. Is that a word?
Sure.
But not this time, right? That was a concession, I think. And if you look at the play, and I have, I don't know, a couple of thousand times, there aren't a lot of great options for him. Jared Cook is running deep, and he's supposed to set the pick that supposedly is going to free Jalen up without getting into all the minutiae of it. Jordy Nelson was past the sticks, right? He could have, exactly what you said, just heaved it. And even if you get, you know, picked or you get sacked or you do a little Randall Cunningham dance to get away from Melvin Ingram and then just chuck it, even if there's nobody there, that's still better than throwing it into the ground. And I think that's sort of it's a sign of where the Raiders are at this point, is that I think I said last week on the show that they could get knocked over by a feather. And I think that was the case there, that he was just like, all right, we're down 14. It would be a miracle for us to come back. And this play didn't work, so chuck it. It was not a good look for the quarterback. It was not a good look for the team. It was not a good look for the remaining fans that were there. And, yes, the crowd was decidedly smaller than normal. It was a bad look all around.
Was that a designed screen? Because that's what it looked like. But then when you watch the play, it doesn't. It looks like maybe the running back is running out like it's a screen, but then the line doesn't move like it is. What was your read on that?
It's technically not a screen because of what you said. Like, all of the linemen did their job. The tackles didn't do their job because Melvin Ingram spun directly around Brandon Parker like he was an ice dancer. So in that regard, they didn't do their job, but that was their assignment, was just a pass block. So it, I think more than anything else is, you know, as I'm saying lots of not nice things about Derek Carr, I think more than that, I think the play call was terrible, right? And that's something that John Gruden owned up to, and that's not just a coach falling on his sword. I think that it was actually a terrible play call. And that jet sweep on fourth and goal from the one was a terrible, terrible, not very good, just gosh darn awful play call, right?
Was it bad, Scott?
Yeah. That's
we need more adjectives.
You guys. It was a terrible play call. And I don't normally get after the coaching or the play calls or what have you. I think John Gruden is a good play designer. I think Paul Gunther is a good play designer and play caller, and I will stand by that. But I think that for as much as we can give the quarterback malarkey about everything that transpired on Sunday, I think we can absolutely say that about the head coach, who tried to run straightforward three times with goal to go, but ultimately chose to do something wacky on the goal line. And that's not the first time. I mean, if you go back and you look at it, at no point on fourth down has he just called, let's just give it the running back one more shot. If you go back to Miami, Keith Smith couldn't get it in from the one. And then you go back to the Carson game against the Chargers, and they fake a handoff and try to throw it. That's a pick. And then you have this disaster, and it's just a case of a very smart guy overthinking himself. And as someone that I would consider myself pretty smart and definitely has a case of paralysis by overanalysis, I can understand what John Gruden's going through, but that doesn't mean I'm any less accepting of it.
John Gruden, when talking about rookie tackle Colton Miller, said he's getting stronger this season because he's struggling a lot, and you seem to agree with that sentiment. So how is Miller getting better in this kind of trial by fire that he's getting in his rookie year?
Yeah, I feel like it's a valid question, because it would seem like he's allowed 10 sacks. No offensive tackle has allowed more. He's allowed 40 total pressures. That's up at the top of the list as well. And it's not because Colton Miller stinks. Colton Miller is a very good offensive tackle, in my opinion, and in the opinion of those a lot smarter than me. And ultimately what it is the guy is hurt, and his right knee has a tear in a ligament supporting it. And that's his anchor leg. That's his inside leg. So he is susceptible to power rushes as it is, because he will get bigger in time with the way that he's built, but he's not quite that size right now. So ultimately he is more susceptible because anchor leg doesn't have as much strength as it did. Right. If you go back to the time when he was healthy, first three games, the dude was awesome. Zero sacks allowed. I think only five total pressures in that space. A little bit worse after that. And what John Gruden says, and I think what John Gruden likes to do, is he likes his rookies to go through this trial by fire, to play at less than optimal. And the thing that I was concerned about was whether his confidence was going to fall apart. But John Gruden, who knows him better than I do, says that he's as mentally tough as it gets. One thing I can say about Colt Miller is he's really good at stripping the emotion out of situations and really focusing on the technique. And that's why I think that ultimately, you know, maybe he will get better and learn from this experience. And maybe the Raiders are allowed to do this because they're so terrible, because the season doesn't have a lot at stake. Because if they were fighting for a playoff spot and their left tackle was playing like this, you would absolutely consider shutting him down.
Scott Baer, NBC Sports California, with us for one more question. I want to remind you, Kyle, the Flobe is on sale on Amazon for $139.95. It's still available. Help whoever that Flobe fortune
That's
is
it?
Going to. $139.95. You never have to get another haircut for the rest of your life, which you actually...
I heard it sucks while it cuts.
Hey, that's...
It does. Mm-hmm. It certainly does suck.
Scott, you wrote about this yesterday around 5 p.m. is when it was published. I'm looking at it right now. Odds makers like John Gruden's chances at landing Le'Veon Bell. Do you agree?
I don't know, man. I the stories are funny. But you're right. My name's associated with it. I will say this, though. Le'Veon Bell is as perfect a scheme fit for what John Gruden likes to do as humanly possible. Le'Veon Bell would get about 1,000 receptions next year if he were with the Raiders. I can say they have plenty of money to spend. And while they were averse to paying Amari Cooper and they were averse to paying Khalil Mack, to give John Gruden the financial flexibility to do things exactly like signing Le'Veon Bell, I think that he is a very talented fellow, and I think that he is a very intriguing prospect. The journalist in me has to say that that's not per sources, that's per an odds maker from Australia, but it is an interesting topic that I think come this offseason I'm going to have to call some agents and explore.
Le'Veon Bell, future Oakland Raider, according to Kyle Madsen.
Scott Baer reports.
No, we did that with Sam Amick one time. We did that as we were signing up. Was according to Sam Amick, this guy's getting traded. Sam got mad. Sam was like, dude, don't know. Oh, it was Mark Spears. We did that too. No. When you're dealing with real journalists like Mark and Sam and Scott Baer, you can't do that because somebody will tweet out. They'll be like, Scott Baer said.
Oh, I heard on the drive today.
He said that. And then poor Scott's got to deal with his mentions for the rest of the day. All right, Scott, you do a great job as always. We appreciate it. We want everybody to go to NBCSports.com. Just go to the Raiders section. You can see Scott Baer talking about Le'Veon Bell, and the draft updates, Colton Miller, and so much more. And he joins us each and every Wednesday at 8:05, today at 8:35. Appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
That is Scott Baer. We'll pause. Nope, just pause right there. When we come back, We can go back to, we had Kyle's question, Kyle's Bill Belichick question in here for the segment. We'll skip that. We'll reset some King stuff for you next and some of the stories we've had throughout the day on The Drive.
And also some fake news distributed by the Indianapolis Colts.
Whoa, that's right.
Regarding rookie offensive guard Quentin Nelson.
We'll do that when we get back. Sports 1140 KHDK.
It's the end of the show. But it's the start of your workday. For a cold one, it's What's on Tap. Here's What's on Tap.
All right, What's on Tap, brought to you by...
The Flobe.
The Flobe. Hey, listen, you want to avoid all those haircuts at a haircut store? What? What's a haircut store? Go grab yourself a Flobe, $139.95 on Amazon right now. Yep, it's still around.
I went to the reviews hoping to get some good content. They're real reviews.
Oh, yeah, dude. Flobe Nation is a real thing, dog. Flobe, get it today. Flobe, it sucks. That would be that was almost their tagline, too. What is on tap? I don't know. Nothing. Jim Rome and then the lowdown and then Grant and Doug. That's what's on tap. It's no football today. There's no Kings. Trailblazers at Lakers, the Pelicans and Timberwolves, the Grizzlies and Bucks. Where does this Jimmy Butler deal put Philly? If you got the Mount Rushmore of Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and Philly, and I would have put Philly fourth last week in that foursome.
Yep.
Does that vault them into the top three for you?
Yeah, because Boston's not playing particularly well.
I'm talking about end of the year. I'm talking about how we think probably. This is going to shake out.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be really interesting to see how he meshes with Embiid and Simmons, though.
Yeah, and Fultz. Worried about that for them.
Hey, this Thursday, you know what I'm not worried about?
What is that?
People donating turkeys because you can drop off fresh or frozen turkeys to the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services to help make sure thousands of families in need are able to enjoy a holiday meal this Thanksgiving. The 1140 Street Team will be helping collect donations from noon to 5 p.m. at 3333 3rd Avenue in Sacramento. Details at khtk.com. So a cool thing going on there. I know a lot of people will go out and donate a fresh or frozen turkey.
Absolutely. Thanksgiving is next week. Make it happen. There's only five teams in the NBA that have six teams, I should say, in the NBA that have a home and away record above 500. And one of those teams is the Sacramento Kings. They're a equal 4-3 at home and away, sitting at 8-6. More wins than the Lakers, and it's November 14th. Who had that in their betting pool? I did. I knew that was going to happen. I don't know if you guys have seen this tweet that the Colts put out a couple days ago. This is Quentin Nelson, offensive lineman, doing good things. And they put this tweet out. It's video of two plays by Quentin Nelson. And
I think it's the same play with different angles.
I got you. And it says, screaming helps. Here's what it sounded like. And we need to put that in our soundboard, by the way.
Yes.
Actually, wait a minute here. Let me see. Kyle, something just occurred to me. Let me do this again. Well, I got to do some things here. Here we go.
Basically the same.
It's basically the same thing.
So it sounds funny, right?
Right.
Quentin Nelson screams while he's pulling from his left guard spot. He's pulling out to go block.
But Kyle, it's fake news.
Bam, bam, bam.
It is fake news. Got the right one there. They added the screams.
The screams are from a different clip.
Why would you do that?
It's so lame.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's not like the end of the world. Don't get me wrong, but.
No, it is.
Is it the end of the world? That's the apocalypse?
It's the problem with society these days.
I mean,
you can just put anything on the internet and people believe it.
Should
just get on a high horse.
Should the NFL suspend the Colts social media account for a week?
2 weeks.
All right, can I leave you with this question?
Please.
Name for me, in your opinion, 2017 NBA draft picks having a better year this year than De'Aaron Fox. This is subjective.
I haven't looked at Jason Tatum's numbers. I know he got off to a good start.
Right.
Is there anyone, nobody outside of Tatum, I think, from the top five?
No.
And even Tatum that might not be having a better year.
Jason Tatum this year is averaging 16.7 boards and 2.5 assists. I think Fox is having a better year. Not by much. He's shooting 41% from the field. Fox is shooting more than that from outside the arc. I think the only person that's having a better year than De'Aaron Fox is Donovan Mitchell. Right now, De'Aaron Fox looks like he very well, if not the number two, be the number. I'll tell you this much, out of the top five picks, Tatum's probably the only guy you still might pick ahead of him as of right now. Donovan Mitchell, 21 points, 4.5 assists, 2.5 boards a game.
Hey, Fleetwood Mac tickets. Call right now. Caller number 4 gets a pair of Fleetwood Mac tickets. It's November 23rd at the Golden One Center. Get more info at KHDK.com. All KHDK giveaways are powered by RosevilleAutoMall.com.
For Kyle Madsen, for Eunice and everybody associated with the show, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Sports 1140 KHDK. Bye-bye now.